From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. It's another no from the Central Planning Authority Board to developers hoping to set up a chicken farm in East End. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more.
According to recently released minutes from the CPA's July 31st meeting, the board refused planning permission for Topaz Chicken Farm to set up shop on Sunnyfield Road in East End. The application was for a farm with two chicken houses, an office building, an egg processing building, a litter composter, an 800-gallon water tank, and a wash-down building. The application faced several objectors. Ultimately, the board said, quote, "The authority is of the opinion that the subject site is not a suitable location for the proposed chicken egg farm, as the intensity of the use of the site resulting from the storage of up to 10,000 chickens and the associated operations such as poultry loading, delivery of materials, and the disposal of waste will not be consistent with the character of the surrounding area, and this will detract from the ability of the neighboring landowners to enjoy the amenity of their land and the area in general." Other items on the agenda included a request to change the use of a garage to a crematorium at a local funeral home. That application was adjourned pending revised plans. You can find the full meeting minutes at planning.ky. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Local developer Bear launches the second phase of their popular Ocean Crest condo development and announce a brand new development called Allure. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more with the developers at the recent launch event.
So we're launching Allure, which is a 26-unit condo development on the water in Tropical Garden. It adjoins Grand Harbor.
Brian Williams is one of the directors of Bear. He says both developments, Ocean Crest and Allure, are just minutes from schools in central Georgetown. They bring a contemporary feel to a traditionally residential community, higher density than the normal, but perfect for those who want to wake up and see the water each day. His partners, Junior and Ray Hides, are particularly proud of this project.
Myself and Junior being, as indigenous Caymanians possibly get, Tropical Gardens in the 60s and 70s was the Crystal Harbor of today. And we feel very good to know that we reintroduce or rebirth Tropical Gardens, because it's really special to us. We live just a stone throw down the road, and we felt, even out of the development turning out the way it is, all the neighbors are very happy with the development, which means a lot to us.
A few points of pride, efforts to keep some of the natural landscape intact, and construction techniques designed to save owners on their utility bills.
And we've used ICF building block. Our rating is absolutely amazing. It's 2.5 inches of styrofoam on the outside. Center have a poured 6-inch concrete instead of cinder block, and 2.5 inches of styrofoam on the inside, which means it keeps the outer layer keeps the heat out. So it's almost like living in an igloo.
We wanted to preserve as much of the mangroves as we possibly could, which we have done in Ocean Crest. We also wanted to create more or less a symbiotic experience between land and sea, so we built the docks. And for Allure, we're going to put in a full, I think it's like nearly 300 feet of docks.
They've also incorporated solar panels in both properties. In terms of pricing, Ocean Crest offers 3-bedroom townhomes on 3 levels, with prices starting at CI $745,000. Allure offers single-level ground floor flats, and then on the upper 2 floors, townhomes. While the project will offer 26 units with a starting price of CI $410,000, all of those 2-bedroom units, they're already spoken for. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
To find out more, contact the project's real estate advisor, Michelle Wattler, at Engelin Volkers. Mitzi Watson-Jervis has been appointed Deputy Director for the Department of Commerce and Investment. We get the details now from Radio K-Man's Paula Cal.
In the newly created position, Mrs. Watson-Jervis will be responsible for assisting the director in leading, managing, and conducting business operations across various sections of the DCI. She has been with the civil service for over 20 years and has served the department for 4 years as head of business services and licensing, providing direct support to the director in operational, budgetary, and strategic planning and deliverables. Additionally, she has been involved with a number of departmental initiatives, including the successful launch of the DCI online portal. Other significant internal changes have contributed to streamlining the application process for both trade and business and liquor licenses. Mrs. Watson-Jervis says she is looking forward to providing support for the director in training initiatives, policy, and organizational changes as they continue with a client-focused mindset to lead the way and deliver world-class services. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
The newest community emergency response team has been formed in Savannah. Details from Radio Cayman's Keely Ebikes.
Savannah Meadows becomes the seventh community to establish a Community Emergency Response Team, CERT. 10 volunteers completed 26 hours of training over a five-week period before graduating at Bodentown Civic Center on Wednesday. The newly established team includes volunteers from the Cayman Islands Fire Service, Government Facilities Management, the Weather Service, and other various organizations. The training was provided by Hazard Management Cayman Islands, HMCI, and Cayman Islands Red Cross, and covered topics such as search and rescue, damage assessment and fire safety, and vulnerability and capacity assessment. Now that they are established, Savannah's newly established CERT will be responsible for compiling lists of resource personnel and equipment within their community, identifying potential hazards and who may be most vulnerable in their community, as well as promoting awareness of disaster preparedness. In times of natural disaster, emergency services may become overstretched and communities can be inaccessible. Savannah Meadows joins a further six communities who have CERTs already established. These are Northside, North Sound Garden Community, West Bay, Windsor Park, Cayman Brac, and Prospect. CERT training is free and open to all residents aged 16 and over. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Keely Ebanks.
That is your latest news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.